B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
giving
me to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
Added
I,
that.
I
yes,
didn't even
you
know
did.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
Today is September 24th, 2020. It is Thursday. One more day to you make it time.
Woo-hoo.
It's Thursday, almost Friday, the best day of the week.
Why is that, Roy?
Because we're going to blast through this show, make you laugh, get you pumped for the day. And then tomorrow you're going to listen to us again, and we're going to play legendary Friday free-for-all music all morning long.
And we might keep our clothes on while we do it. We're not sure yet. Well, we haven't decided.
I've already decided.
What? You said give me a minute, I thought.
No.
How's everybody? What about your day in 30 there, Loren? What'd you do? I saw Loren last night.
Yeah, I was. That was going to be my day in 30. Mani and I ended up meeting up for a beer. Me, him, his brother. Was that your brother's friend or your friend?
Well, it's both of us. We're both friends with my buddy Ryan.
Okay.
He lives in Rich's neighborhood, but a lot of times Rich doesn't go out, and I'll just go out with Ryan.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you went to the club?
Yeah. So Rich was like, hey, I'm going to go get wings, which worked out perfectly because my mother-in-law came in. And when my mother-in-law comes in, Amanda likes to just sit and talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I was wondering how you got out of the house with no childhood responsibilities.
Oh, I bathed Ruby and bailed.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, Ruby wanted mom.
Oh.
Mom read. I deuced out and met Rich and Ryan and Loren at the club. And I'll say my day in 30 yesterday is we both learned something. What'd that woman tell us about her son?
Oh, what a glow up is.
What's a glow up?
Let me ask Nicole, do you know what glow up is?
She does.
Yeah, I'm in the process.
You're in the process of a glow up?
Yeah. Go ahead. You say what it is then.
So a glow up is basically like when you glow up. So you get... I don't know, like for some people, it's getting in better shape, it's getting a new haircut, it's looking better, feeling better, being better, doing better.
It's like my friend John Jay, he says love up.
Okay, yes, yeah. Your buddy out in Phoenix, yeah.
So yeah, we met a mom last night who was telling us about her son's summer glow up, that now all the girls are giving him attention.
And that's funny, I remember that too. Like, you know, between like 8th, 9th, and 10th grade, somebody would look entirely different in September than they did in like May and June.
Hit that growth spurt.
And they come back and they're like, all of a sudden, they went from nerd to knockout.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the glow up, Roy. So her son was in the glow up stage, and he looked a little, had a whole Nick Jonas thing going on with his hair was all bushy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So we learned about glow up. What about you?
Yesterday was my fiance's birthday, and I know that we left work kind of late yesterday, but somehow between that and dinner time flew by in a blink of an eye because I was trying to get, you know, the cupcakes, and I was trying to get the present together, and I was trying to get the present in his bag, and... You know, then we had to do the present exchange. I was doing all these different things. And then I went to go get sushi because Sterling loves sushi. I'm not a big fan of it, but he loves it. And then it took like 45 minutes just to get it. Next thing you know, it's like 7:10. And I'm like, well, I got to go to bed soon.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Hope you had a great day.
You spent all the day prepping.
We're going to eat. I'm going to have one cocktail and I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Isn't that like Thanksgiving to a T? You spent all day prepping, 10 minutes eating, and the rest of the time cleaning up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my day. Literally in 30 seconds. Felt like it.
Good. Well, we have a lot to get to today. We will do a War of the Roses at 7:50. We have a family meeting at 7 a.m. this morning with Loren, and everybody is so curious and so ready to dial in to find out what's going on in your world.
Yeah.
We don't call family meetings often.
No, I got a lot of DMs last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw we posted. You got a lot of responses there, too. We'll get to that. And then a lot of people are talking about the other thing that happened on the show this week, which is the conversation between Ashley and Jared in one of our segments we call Dump 'Em or Date 'Em. And it happened later in the show earlier this week. So we'll replay that for you. It's two parts. You'll get both parts at around 6:35 this morning. Part one and two, why Ashley doesn't want to date Jared. And then Jared's response. But next, Roy, let's find out if North or South Carolina made the happiest state list. And we'll tell you what circumstances put your state on the happiest state list, okay?
All right, we'll discuss.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mandy Roy and the Ray Morning Show on all the hits. Kiss 95.
All right, so the happiest states in America is a list that we found out of Wallet Hub. And what makes the state happy? Well, it might be different things, different people, but our new report claims, so I figured it all out.
Weather has to be in there, right?
Which one?
Weather.
Well, let's see here. They looked at 50 states across 32 metrics in areas. Factors included depression rates, income growth, sports participation rate, physical health, sleep rates, and more. I don't see weather as one of the top things.
Let me tell you something. I lived in Pittsburgh, and there's only like 82 sunny days a year, and that definitely affects your happiness.
Yeah, this is more depression rates, income growth, physical health, sleep rates, and a couple more.
Okay.
All right, so start yelling out states, and I'll tell you if they're on the list in the top 10.
Georgia.
No, like, think about it. Don't just yell out random states. You think Georgia's a happy state?
Yeah.
Okay. No, not on the list. Sorry. Okay.
Well, I definitely don't think New York's happy by any means. If I had to think a happy state...
Colorado.
Eh.
Really?
Not on the happiest state list. What, nobody has said the Carolinas.
You know, I think Virginia's pretty happy. They seem to be pretty content.
North Carolina. What?
I want you guys to say a state and then make a case for the state, and I'm going to buzz you while you're talking.
Florida. They're so crazy that they think they're happy.
You know, Texas, because everything's big...
California, they smoke God's green earth.
Oh, wait, hold on, I apologize. California was number six. You finally got one. Isn't it funny getting buzzed while...
All right, what about Hawaii? It's an island.
All right, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very special moment. Roy Brown has named the number one happiest state in the country.
Hawaii?
Yes.
Hawaii.
Utah was second. New Jersey was fourth overall on the list. Utah, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Maryland were the top five. California, North Dakota, Iowa, and Idaho, and Connecticut were rounding out the top 10.
No Carolinas.
No Carolinas. I got to be honest.
You agree?
The most southern state is Maryland.
Well... us in our south, us in the south are happy in our own ways. So,
barbecue, football, weather,
right.
Church.
Gotta love Jesus.
Give us that list.
Yep.
That's a stupid list. Throw that away.
Yeah, well, everyone loves Hawaii and their overpriced products because it's shipped in. It's wonderful.
All right, a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why the police were called to save a woman in Great Britain who was stuck in her home for 7 hours. And it's all her boyfriend's fault. We'll explain coming up at 6:20.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren. So, a boyfriend is in the doghouse, I would say, after his girlfriend had to call the police.
Yeah, so this couple in Britain... they called the authorities to help them with a pair of handcuffs.
You and I know this all too well, Lauren.
Oh, we surely do. Mamie and I were handcuffed together after a bet, and we had to stay handcuffed all day long for 24 hours. I wish I could have called the authorities to get out of it.
And I had no idea Lauren was pregnant, and I was dragging her around.
Oh, I was miserable.
And I'm like, come on, let's drink. And she's like, I can't, because she hadn't told anybody yet.
Yeah. So this couple, they get trapped in a pair of handcuffs after some romantic time went sideways. And when they called the police, they called for the authorities. They requested the police specifically. They did not want the fire department to come because the handcuffs were expensive.
Oh, and the fire department would just cut them.
That's exactly what they thought. So they wanted the police to come and get a key, I guess. Aren't all handcuffs, they use the same key?
All handcuffs are universal.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Same key. I mean, unless it's not a normal handcuff.
I have heard that. I just didn't know if it was true or not.
Do you know what else is universal? A key? Construction equipment.
If you have
a piece of caterpillar equipment, there's one cat key that will start all the caterpillar equipment.
So what would stop somebody from just taking your cat key and going to another construction site if you needed a backhoe?
Great question. Construction code, Loren.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
You don't think there's anyone shady in construction?
You don't break the contractor code.
Okay. No.
And plus, it gets a little suspicious seeing a tractor just going down South Boulevard in Charlotte.
Well, maybe you load it onto a trailer.
I guess you could. I don't know, but I have a cat key, and I haven't gone to any construction sites.
I remember we were in Los Angeles, and you saw a cat construction equipment, and you wanted to hop on and turn it on.
I got a picture on it.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
So, the police did release the couple from the handcuffs, but it was not released if they had to damage the handcuffs to get them out.
I got to say, the story I saw, I glimpsed at the story, you read it. Were they nude and stuff? I mean, were they both handcuffed or just her?
No, Friday the couple, I think they were handcuffed together.
Okay, so it wasn't like they were handcuffed to the bed. So were they able to get dressed and stuff?
Because I would have gotten dressed, just gone to the adult store and bought another set. unhooked myself.
And then returned it? I don't know. Maybe you can't return them afterwards from the adult store.
I the only thing we got out of this was that Loren said, I would have called the cops if I knew that there was a general key that we could all use, a universal key.
Yeah,
to get away from
you.
Yeah, that's nice of you. Thanks.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's 95.1.
It is date 'em or dump 'em. Bringing in Ashley from Wexhall onto the Manny Roy of the Ram Morning Show. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So you reached out because you went on a date and now you don't know if you should continue. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so I met this guy, Jared, and he's amazing. He's hot. He has a good job. And he's super funny. So we went on five dates. And then on the sixth, we just decided to chill at his place. So he sent me a pin, and it's in Gastonia, which is 30 minutes from where I live. So not only does that suck, but when I got to his place, or the street, sorry, it was shady AF. And, just unmowed yards, cars covered, and just kind of messy overall. So I get to his address, and his place was a little bit better, but it was still a mobile home, and I don't know if I can date him because of that.
Oh, you don't know if you can date him because he lives in a trailer park?
Yeah, I just, I want to see that he has bigger dreams for himself and stuff like that.
And that's why we asked Ashley to come on Dump 'em or Date 'em, because we knew she would press some buttons in this conversation.
Some of those double wides, though, man, have you seen them? They're really, really nice. You wouldn't even be able to tell half of them. They were,
you have to understand, too, Jared's probably a younger guy who grew up in that area.
Yeah.
You know? And just because he lives in a mobile home doesn't mean that you need to feel some type of way or he doesn't have big aspirations.
And Ashley, if you're that turned off by it, why not just have him come to your house? Why do you feel like you need to dump him?
Because, I am dating to marry, and I don't want that for my life, so I just want to make sure that he does, he wants bigger things as well.
Let's go over some of the perks about living in a trailer park, okay? Number one, it's more affordable, so he could be financially sound. Okay, this guy can know what he's doing when it comes to finances. Two, wherever you want to go,
right.
You can go. You just got to get the land.
Does it really work that way?
I mean, it's not an RV. It is a little bit of a process. You do got to. I mean, it is a process to move a trailer or a trailer home, but it is mobile to a degree.
Ashley, did you, obviously you went inside and you hung out and stuff, or did you just bail?
No, we hung out.
It was, okay.
I mean, it was cute, but I just, like I say, no, I just want to have more for my life. And so I don't know if that's his, you know, if he's just content. And so I don't know if I should continue to date him or...
I'm going
to
ask the question that we're all kind of skirting around. Is he too poor for you? Is that what you're trying to get at? Do you know? Do you want a guy that has a certain amount of money?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I make my own money, but I just, I don't know. It just made me kind of uncomfortable.
I have to defend Ashley here for a second.
We're all ears.
I understand what she's saying and where she's coming from. And believe me, I'm going to say, I'll be the first one to say it. You don't need to dump him for this. When I moved to Little Rock, Arkansas from New Jersey, this girl I dated said that she lived in like Cameron Estates. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, I'm coming. You got a pool over there. You got all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, you know, and I pulled in and Cameron Estates is a mobile home park.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I was shocked.
It took you off guard.
It caught me off guard. But still, it was her way of living. And she had nice neighbors. And, you know, it just was what it was. Now, it didn't work out for us for other reasons. It wasn't because she lived in a mobile home, though. Although it did catch me off guard. And I can kind of see where Ash is driving from Waxhaw to Gastonia, pulls into the neighborhood and gets caught off guard because he lives there. And that's not what she's used to. Like, I didn't grow up in a neighborhood that had that around me.
Right.
It was suburbia for me.
But the fact that it caught her off guard is not... I think the issue, the issue is now she's going, I don't know if I want to date him. And people are texting in too saying, you know, some people rent trailers to buy their dream houses. Mm-hmm. And that it sounds very shallow to not date somebody because they live in a mobile home.
Oh, Ashley, what's the guy's name who you're dating?
Jared.
Because we got a Jared on hold from Gastonia, and I surely hope it's the Jared that we think it is.
It's him, Roy. Don't go anywhere.
Maybe Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so we're doing date him or dump him. Ashley went on a date with Jared. She went to his house, but it wasn't really that. It was a mobile home. And now she doesn't know if she wants to continue dating him. Well, y'all, it's about to get good. Because Jared evidently listens. He heard this, and he's now on the phone to tell us his side of the story.
I mean, in the words of 910 that texted in, it's about to get gooder than some gravy on a buttermilk biscuit around here.
It really is.
All right. Good morning, Jared. Obviously, you listen to the Maney, Roy, and Loren show, and for that, we say thank you. And you heard what Ashley had to say about you living in a mobile home, and she's not so sure she can date someone like you in Gastonia. What do you want to say?
Yeah, no, I heard, and I was honestly shocked. And I got to say, Ash, I'm a little disappointed because I thought we had a lot of good dates. We've hung out, I think, 5-6 times, and I thought everything was going really, really good, you know? This hurts. I got to say, this hurts a lot. I know I live in, it's kind of a shady, it looks shady, but, you know, all my neighbors are really great, and I grew up really poor. And I had to work my way up. And, you know, this is the only life I've ever known. So when you attack it or you say that you don't know if you want to be with me, it hits really deep. It strikes me pretty hard. And I thought we had something special. So all my neighbors are great. I know the house is a mobile home, but, I'm financially secure. I got a great job. You know, my future looks fantastic. And honestly, I don't know if I should have to, you know, choose you over my, you know, my lifestyle. I don't know if that's fair.
Ashley's very silent.
Well, Jared, my intention is not to hurt you. I know I respect what you're saying, and I'm willing to keep an open mind. I would like to still see you.
Can we bring in somebody to say hi to you? Well, maybe not say hi to you, Jared, and yell at Ashley. Hi, yeah, Sarah, in North Carolina. You're on with Ashley and Jared. What do you want to say?
I just think it's really petty for you to try and judge somebody because of where they live. Like, do you think you're better than him because your house has a brick foundation? Because, honey, a lot of people...
I think it's petty of you to judge me.
A lot of good people live in trailers.
All of the trailer parks had better foundation than my own house.
And Roy's house is moving and it's not supposed to.
That's right.
Sarah, well said. Ashley, what do we do? Okay, let's just start with the music. Let me bring in the mood music. Ashley, what are we doing here? Will you continue to date Jared, even if he can't answer you right now, and tell you that he plans on moving out of that neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, I do really like him, so I would like to continue to see him.
But under the context that he's got to get out of the trailer park because you don't like him.
Yeah, well, I mean, if things progress to where, you know, it's getting serious, then I would want to know that.
This is so superficial.
I just don't think he should have to change who he is because you don't like where he lives. I'm sorry.
Let's just end it and wrap this up because we know what she's thinking. She's saying all the right things, but the way she's saying it is leading me to believe that she's not believing what she's saying, that she's okay with you staying in this place. She ultimately wants you to move out if this relationship continues. Is that worth you to continue to date Ashley?
You know, I'm going to tell you that the chances of me moving out for a person are very slim. Because I think that the person should love me and care about me for who I am and not what I live in. So I'm definitely not going to go into this and continue this with the idea that I might move out. I'm going to stick to my guns and say, look, I'm staying here, and if we can work it out, you know, I'm not saying 100% that I will stay there in the long run, but I think I have to focus on the fact that I can't be with someone who is going to make me change what, you know, would make me in my entire life.
All right. I'm going to let them go, Loren.
Yeah. I mean, I'm speechless.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So we don't do this too often, but every once in a while, something warrants a family meeting. And I called one today because I feel like you guys took this ride with me, and we talked about this when it first happened, and I guess I just need some support in what's happening now.
Okay.
And I got a lot of DMs last night.
A lot of people think you're leaving.
Or I'm pregnant, which is, I can assure you I'm not pregnant again. And I'm also not leaving.
Oh, thank you. I was like, can you assure that?
But my family is about to go into this transitional period where we're going to have to find another au pair. And when we first hired Elena, our current au pair, she's our first.
Which is a nanny, by the way, a live-in nanny,
right,
for those that might not know the au pair term.
Mm-hmm. It's somebody who comes from another country who lives with you in exchange for childcare, room and board, and they become very close in your family. And Elena has kind of become like I'd like to say a daughter to me, but we're, I guess, closer in age than like her and Dallas are, but so like a sister, I guess. And she has become a sister to my little boy, Cash. And I can't even tell you how tore up I get when I think about how Cash is going to react to the change when Elena has to go home, because her contract of 2 years is coming to an end in January. So now we're going to have to go back into the au pair pool and try to find someone to fill the biggest shoes I could ever imagine. And it just tears me up to think about that. And I don't really know how to compartmentalize it and make it. I don't know how to make the transition smooth for my family.
So the upside to the au pair is the, for you guys, is they'll come in and they move into the family and they become, like you said, a sister, more than just a nanny.
Yeah.
They become part of the family. And we've all come to know Elena. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people that are listening to us right now on the MRL Show fam that love Elena and reach out to her.
Yeah.
And so what you realize, this is your first au pair.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember 2 years ago, you made the sign and you went to the airport and you were nervous to meet her the first time.
Why are you late?
Yeah, I was late. Pretty usual, I was late.
But this is your first cycle, and I guess it's now just hitting you, and it's hitting me as well. Like, I never really thought about it. Like, it's over for her, and now, just the way the Au Pair Network works, you bring in a new one.
Yeah, and you never, I never thought in a million years going into this situation. Like, I thought I'd get close to somebody, and, you know, you say, like, oh, you want them to be, like, part of the family, but you think, like, I don't know, like, an exterior part of the family, like a distant aunt, or, you know, somebody that... If a holiday happened and they weren't there, you'd be fine, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even imagine Cash's birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Like, I can't imagine it without Elena.
Yeah.
I just...
How does she feel?
I mean, she, you know, she's, I think, going to be tore up over this, too. But,
Are you her first Au Pair family?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, she hasn't seen her mom and dad in over 2 years. Well, it will be 2 years when she leaves. So I understand wanting to go home and see your family and that sort of thing. And she would love to come back.
And plus, America kind of sucks right now.
Right. I mean, the whole experience that she signed up for isn't happening for her currently.
Yeah.
Right. She can't travel. It's just.
She can't travel within the country like.
It's just not safe. It's
because
not,
of COVID, because of the pandemic.
Right. And there are some au pairs that are traveling right now. You know, some people are traveling and that's fine. But we have a newborn at home and she's so respectful of that. You know, she's sacrificing something that she wants so much for our family. And I just like, I wish I could keep her forever, honestly. But I understand that she wants to go home, too. So I don't know. It's just coming to the realization. And Cash is so, I don't want to say dependent on her, but loves her so much. Like, they fight like brother and sister. But, like, at the end of the day, when she goes away for the weekend, he's so happy to see her on a Monday, you know? And I just can't imagine, like, the transitional period that he'll go through. Like, I mean, Cash was pretty much nonverbal when she got here. And not only did she help him learn to talk, but she's been so instrumental in everything that he's accomplished in the last 2 years.
Have you started the process of looking at other au pairs? Has that been too hard for you?
We've just activated our... like online profiles again, but we haven't spoken to anyone.
And it's for sure over. Like, she has to go back. She's going back in January.
Well, somebody's got a job to give her here.
Wow, we're getting a ton of text messages. She says...
she's a designer. she's a very talented designer.
She has to leave. Can she not stay? You're making me cry, Lauren.
I know. I'm so sorry.
980 says, why can't you just resign her? Explain that.
It's part of... a government program. Like, she can't, she's on a J-1 visa, and right now the J-1 visas are shut down anyway. But she would...
It's just like a two-year thing, right?
Yeah.
Rotation.
Like, and you age out at a certain point, which she's aged out of now. So she would have to find a job here and get a working visa, I guess.
But understand also, you guys, everyone that's texting, and she wants to go back to Italy. She hasn't seen her parents, her
right.
best friends.
Sure.
I mean, I think she would want to come back. Like, we even talked about the, you know, the opportunity of her going home for 2 months and then coming back on a touristic visa.
She can come back and visit.
Yeah. But, I mean, long term, you know what I mean? It's just going to be so strange not having Elena in our house.
It is. It's going to be strange not to see her. We'd come visit you and she'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, now I have to get used to some new stranger.
It's all about you, Roy.
I have to come over to your house to eat dinner. And I'm like, who's this?
704 says the bond Cash and Elena will never go away. The bond they had, that bond's for life. Never a goodbye. Just see you later.
I know. And you know what makes me like, I mean, I bawled the other day thinking about this, but Cash is just about to turn 4. And I'm so afraid he's not going to remember her when he gets older.
Yeah. That sucks because I don't know if I remember 4.
I don't.
You don't remember 10 minutes ago.
That is true.
Yeah. Oh, Lorraine.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. I'm glad you called the family meeting because you're right. We all went through this finding Elena. We all remember the day you were so excited to meet her and go to the airport to get her. And I feel bad for Elena, too. I guarantee you, when she hears this, she's going to be bawling her eyes out as well because she's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. It's just been so heavy on my heart.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. You regroup, okay?
Okay.
And we'll come back. You guys can always send your messages to us, 704-570-9595.
And if you've got a job for a very talented designer, let me know.
Okay. All right. We love you, Lorraine.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lorraine's still dabbing her eyes from the tears, which were shed this morning after you called a family meeting because after 2 years, Alina's contracted with the au pair system's up, and because of the way the system works, you got to now find another au pair.
Yes.
A lot of people are asking, can't she just stay? Mm-hmm. Alina wants to come back, but there's a gap that you need fill where you need mm-hmm. childcare. And believe me, take the reason why you're in the au pair program is it's not easy to find a nanny that will work your hours.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we've tried here. Like, we had a long-time nanny, and then when she quit to be with her family, we went through, like, four people. I mean, like, boom, 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 boom. They would start, and then be like, sorry, these hours aren't for me. Like, yeah, I get it.
Because you got to think, people's got to get to Lorraine's house just so she can get to the radio station so before even the show, so you could prep for the show. Yeah. I mean, you, the nanny's got to get there super early.
Right, Dallas will travel again. He was mm-hmm. gone 4 days a week. You know, that'll happen again.
Nobody wants to get to your house at 4:30 in the morning.
And on a whim, I said, why don't you, years ago, why don't you get into the au pair program? I used to play volleyball in New Jersey with a bunch of au pairs that mm-hmm. were from different countries, and they would stay with these families. And I guess the bond that you have with your au pairs, you'll learn if you go back into the system that it's just kind of what it is. It's a 2 year ride of nothing but love, and then you get to another au pair.
But I have to be honest, like, I never thought it would ever get to this level either. Like, you think that you're gonna get close to somebody, but then, I mean, you never
think they're gonna be family close.
Yeah, not even family close. Like, I haven't seen my aunt in Pittsburgh in over 2 years, and I'm not that upset about, you know what I mean? Like, I love her, but I'm not tore up about it on a daily basis.
Yeah. A lot of people are mad at you.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Thanks for making me bawl on my way to work. New makeup coming soon.
Oh, me too, girl.
Lorraine and her family are truly blessed beyond belief with Alina. She was a perfect fit for the family. We're all going to miss her.
Mm-hmm. Alina's literally a unicorn. You know what I mean? Like, how do I find someone that's going to love my kids like Alina does?
You will. I really believe truly that you will.
And the system, I mean, there's got to be other au pairs in the system that has the love and passion.
Mm-hmm.
You could only hope that Alina has.
704 said, let's find her a husband.
Let's do it. Let's get her married.
We probably should have started that process a year ago.
Yeah. Listen, I'll marry her.
Fast track it.
And then, you know.
843 says, I'm sorry for what you're going through. It sounds like you were blessed with an amazing au pair.
We were.
She might be great with another family, somebody else says. That's the other thing, too, is what if she gets into the au pair and you already have one? She goes with another family, like
she
in
can't.
Charlotte.
She can't.
After 2 years, she can't go back into it? Okay.
No, she's 27, and you have to be in the country by the time you're 26.
I remember you saying that. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, and our thoughts are with Alina, too. A lot of people are texting to send her a big hug as well.
You can only imagine. She's tore up having to leave the family, and it all around sucks, but we're here for you.
Thanks.
And keep us updated with what happens next.
Bring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on KISS 95.1.
Bobby, welcome to the Mandy, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Yeah, I'm going to try to win this time.
All right, let's see if we can get you a free cheer wine for a year.
Okay, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Lorraine's putting her headphones down. She's leaving the studio, Bobby, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Bobby, take it easy on her today. Don't beat her too bad after her big announcement this morning that her au pair's leaving. Mariah Carey has a memoir coming up next week. So she sat down with Stedman Graham's powerhouse girlfriend to open up about it. Who is that? Who's Stedman Graham's power girlfriend?
Oprah Winfrey.
Zayn is now a dad. He and his girlfriend just welcomed their first baby. Who is his girlfriend?
Gigi Hadid.
Question three. Reports say that Meghan and Prince Harry are ready to add to their family with baby number two. But we want to know what baby number one's name is.
Oh, God.
Three. Okay. Four. Here we go. Disney decided to push back several movie releases like Black Widow, West Side Story, and Death on the Nile. What is their app called that we could watch shows on, Disney shows?
Disney Plus.
Machine Gun Kelly announced two live stream shows to promote his new album coming out tomorrow. What previously married actress is he currently dating? Three.
Oh, God.
Two.
I don't know.
Okay, come on in, Lorraine.
The red's coming back in, Bobby.
Unmasking.
Okay. All right, how did Bobby do?
Bobby got four correct. Tough right. battle. Good luck.
Okay.
Mariah Carey has a memoir coming up next week, so she sat down with Stedman Graham's powerhouse girlfriend to open up about it. Who is Stedman Graham's powerhouse girlfriend?
Oprah.
Wonder what.
Zayn is now a dad. He and his girlfriend have welcomed their first baby. Who is his girlfriend?
Gigi Hadid.
2-2.
Reports say that Meghan and Prince Harry are ready to add to their family with baby number two, but we want to know, what's baby number one's name?
Archie.
3-3.
Disney has decided to push back several movie releases like Black Widow, The West Side Story, and Death of the Nile. What is their app called?
Disney Plus.
That is correct. It's currently 4-4.
Bobby, can we have your password to Disney Plus, please? Question five.
I was waiting for you to say that, Bobby.
Is that true?
That is true.
That's funny. All right, here we go. Question number five. Machine Gun Kelly announced two live... We use listeners' passwords. Machine Gun Kelly announced two live stream shows to promote his new album coming out tomorrow. What previously married actress is he currently dating? Machine Gun Kelly.
Megan Fox.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Bobby did not know that one. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you got 34 wins. Why would you have to take down my Disney Plus access?
Bobby, we apologize for having to take you down today. Thank you for the Disney Plus password, but you know what we want to hear.
I know. I'll take the loss of the day for you. My name's Bobby, and I cannot beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Bobby.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
You sent us a message on Facebook. What's going on?
I've been with Kai for about 7 years now, and we've actually been engaged for the last three of them. But about a year back, I saw some photos in his phone, and there were a couple with this other woman. And one of them was like a selfie of the two of them in our bed.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a real gut punch. So I confronted him about it. And he was honest, and he said, yeah, you know, I messed up. This woman, you know, she just kind of came into my life, and it happened. So I kind of brushed it off as like, okay, maybe it was just like a one-time thing, and wanted to get our relationship back on track, and he was really amazing for the last year.
In your bed?
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow.
How do you lay back in the bed?
We got rid of that bed. We got a new one. So we moved on. I thought, okay, we're, you know, stronger for it and all that. And then last week, we were supposed to watch the Panthers game together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting at home waiting for him to come back. And he wasn't showing. And I was texting him and like, hey, like, what's going on? Where are you? And he had nothing to say. And he shows up like 3 hours after the game is over with like no explanation, just like, oh, I was out with some buddies and like that was it. And like he got a new phone and changed his security code, like, so like just within the last week, like, things have been kind of, you know, like red flags.
And because of your history, you're have heightened awareness of what could be going on behind your back,
right? And it's my intuition, something's not right.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Katie.
Okay. And did they date or something beforehand? How did he meet Katie?
They used to work together. They were coworkers.
Okay.
And then when everything went down a year ago, I told him that I would take him back on the condition that he left that job.
Let's find out if he's cheating. You do believe it would be with Katie, not some other woman?
For all I know.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe he sends the roses to you. That's why we do War of the Roses. Let's call him up.
All
Hello?
Hi there. I'm looking for Ty, please.
Speaking. Who's calling?
Hi, Ty. My name's Jane. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone. Somebody tagged you in our Instagram post, and we randomly selected you to win these roses.
Okay. I don't want to give out my credit card info or anything like that.
It is a promotion, but it's not a charged promotion. So we just ask that you tell someone about our services. The flowers are completely free. We can deliver anywhere in the U.S., and it also comes along with a note for the person you'd like to send them to.
And I don't have to give out any of my information, just an address and a name?
Exactly. I don't need a credit card. I don't need your information.
Okay. Works for me.
All right. Who would you like to send these to?
Let's send them to Katie. We're really good friends.
Close friends? Like, yeah. Really close friends? Like, bang buddy friends?
Bang buddy, but just a little bit more than that. Yeah. Wait, why are you asking a question like that?
Well, I think that maybe your girlfriend Laura might want to know.
My girlfriend? Who is this?
Well, my name is not really Jane. It's Loren, and you're on the Mani, Rory, and Loren morning show on War of the Roses. We catch cheaters. Laura's on the phone, and she has heard this entire conversation.
I can't believe you.
Oh, my gosh.
You swore up and down that you had finished things with her.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
How long has this been going on? Did you ever break it off with her? Did you just lie to my face for the last year?
Jesus. All right, you know what? You got me. I'm caught.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, even from the beginning, the evidence didn't look good on you, dude.
It's not good because it's true. You guys, I am a habitual cheater with this girl. I don't know what to say.
That you're a piece of crap? You could say that. That would be a good start.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so I don't know how I feel about this. And maybe you, Mani, Loren, radio family, can give me some insight. So back at my last employment.
Country cooking?
No, radio.
No, don't bring that up. It's a sore subject.
No, sorry, I forgot.
Country cooking closed in Southwest Virginia has not been the same. I mean, it has just fallen apart in Roanoke, Virginia.
Sorry.
You don't just shut the country cooking down. So anyways, I knew of a secret at my last radio station involving two people who were in a relationship and they were keeping it from everybody. And I told my buddy Randy about the secret as well. Now, of course, I'm here, and it's been at least 6-7 years, you know, since this this thing happened. And the two people that I'm talking about that was in the secret relationship is no longer working for the company. And so Randy was wondering, he wanted my blessing to tell people.
Like statute limitations is up.
And I was like, I guess it doesn't matter. But then he made me started thinking, like, does a secret have a shelf life? Like, listen, after 5 years, I'm telling the secret. you know what I mean?
I don't know. I have to be honest. I don't think it has a shelf life. Like,
it's to the grave, right?
I have an ex-best friend. And, like, legitimately, I don't mean, like, we just drifted apart. Like, we do not speak anymore. Like, we do not like each other. We do not speak to each other. And we have secrets that, just out of respect, I would never share with anybody.
About her?
Yeah. And she has them about me, too.
Now, I understand that this situation... Yeah, I know. I want to dive into what secrets I have about you. Now, I understand this situation is a little different. Everybody that was involved is now gone.
Are they still together?
Don't know. I don't know.
So this is like gossip talk at this point.
Yeah, at this point.
Right? Hold on a second. I might have misunderstood. You and Randy both know the secret?
Well, because I told him.
Ah, well, what? You're a terrible secret keeper.
Well, he doesn't tell anyone.
And when did you tell him?
back when I found out.
Oh, my God. So why are we even discussing?
To be clear, back when I saw what I saw.
Okay, so nobody told you secondhand.
Yeah, it's when I saw what I saw. It's not like I was spreading it around.
Okay, it's not like somebody confided in you, then you told Randy.
100% correct.
Okay, because the way I see it, the shelf life of your secret was about 10 minutes. You blew it. Yeah. Producer Nicole, what do you think? What's the shelf life on a secret?
I think the shelf life of a secret is like a year.
A year?
That's it. A year?
Yeah. I mean, if nobody is going to get hurt, then no harm, no foul.
I've told you things. You better not be...
Don't piss me off.
I have confided in you.
Well, you've got a year. I'm not telling Nicole anything.
Clock's ticking, bud.
A year?
We got a good one coming in November.
That's fresh.
No, now I kind of see what Nicole means because, and by the way, you can shoot us a text, drop us a call, 704-570-9595. Roy wants to know, what is the shelf life of a secret? If the secret's really good, you're not going to forget it and you're going to want to share it with someone. But I'm sure people have told me secrets and it's a secret to them. And to me, I'm like, eh,
I know.
I don't really care.
Because you then go tell people.
Opposite. I forget.
And then you accidentally tell people.
No, Roy. I completely forget about it. Yeah. And then somebody will tell me and I'll go, oh my God, you're right. I forgot. She told me that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We're getting text messages, a bunch of text messages that say it's to the grave. And then another person texted in from 980 and said, if anyone could get hurt or go to jail, you got to keep it.
Yeah. And also every secret has a shelf life of one other person. Like, everyone has one other person that when they are told a secret, that one other person knows.
Because the person that tells you the secret tells you not to tell anyone, but you immediately turn to someone.
Oh, 100%.
If someone tells me a secret, there's about five other people I tell.
Oh, my gosh, Roy.
All of you. You're awful.
I thought you were my ride or die.
No, there's about five.
How many people in here have secrets about each other?
let me say about four. There's about four other people. If you tell me a secret, I tell. Because if you tell me a secret, I'll tell Manny and Loren. Sometimes, Nicole, you don't get the cut. I'm sorry. This is the way it works.
She'll never get the cut. We know she only waits a year.
And don't forget, she's got a secret about you. You might want to start cutting her in.
I know. Well, clearly. Because now she's going to be spewing soon. And then typically my fiance. And then my buddy Randy.
I will say, I think it's okay to tell your significant other.
You're right.
Yes. Like,
that's pillow talk.
And then unless the secret is about someone in this room, then I don't share it with my four. And then I keep it very tight.
But see, I knew like two of my friends in Raleigh, they split and they didn't want me to tell anybody. I guess they just weren't ready to tell people. So I didn't tell anybody. But then like months later, someone was like, oh, did you hear that they split? And then I played dumb. I was like, oh, no, I didn't hear that. So I'm actually a really good secret keeper. But if it's not a big deal, then I think there is a shelf life.
But you make the decision on if it's a big deal or not.
Every now and again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think in my head and it's like, I know a secret, but it's boring.
Yeah, but it's not your decision to make if it's boring or not, or if it's willing, Nicole, if you don't think it's a big deal to tell somebody, if somebody asked you to keep that secret, you got to keep the secret.
980 says Sterling was fourth in line for the secrets. And my fiance was at the bottom of that list.
This is Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So this is so cool. There's a show tonight that you can watch.
Yeah.
A mentalist, get your wine, get your computer, log on to kiss951.com at 7 p.m. I'm going to be hosting this event for the Beasley Media Group. It's called the Wayne Hoffman Mentalist.
I'm so excited about this. And I'm even going to be watching in on it as well. But we have him on the show to perform mentalist tricks.
Yeah, so we did a Zoom with him, and he did one trick for Loren and one trick for Roy. And the tricks were amazing. Listen to this.
I want you to imagine that you go to a convenience store like a 7-Eleven and one of those small convenience stores. You grab some snacks and some drinks. I'm going to write something down here. I'm going to make a prediction of what I believe you're about to say. Okay. I'm going to say this. So you're at this convenience store and you're going to get some change back because you're using cash, not a credit card or anything like that. Just picture that in your mind. Now, I've written something. I'm not going to show you what I have written just yet, but on the other side of this card, I have a prediction. So I want you to tell us all out loud how much change you imagine you got back from this convenience store. Just make up an amount and say it out loud.
Okay, 31 cents.
Okay, now you could have set anything up to $1 million. I didn't really give you any limitation. But do you find this weird? It says you will say 31 cents.
How did you do what?
Yeah. Just a hunch.
Oh. Back live now.
The card had 31 cents on it. But it even gets deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to just answer this question. If you were to go on a free vacation anywhere in the world, and it's your choice, all expenses paid, tell us all out loud, where would you go if you could go anywhere right now?
I know the answer to that.
I don't know if you do, Roy. Right. I would go to Australia.
Okay. Imagine you're there. Picture the scene, the people, the vibe. Go to an imaginary hotel. Try to see it in your mind. What is your imaginary room number in Australia? Make something up and tell us.
Mm, okay. 912.
Okay. Is that important to you in any way? Is it a lucky number, a sport number, a birthday? I don't know. Is it totally random?
It's important to me.
I had a feeling it might be. Is it a birth date or no?
No.
I put a little post-it note. I put it in my wallet so you know there's no sleight of the hand. Behind my driver's license, I'll come up to the close-up camera so you guys can see it.
Oh, my God.
I put a post-it note in there behind my driver's
license. Oh, my God.
Up to the back. You guys see it?
Yep.
I wrote two things on here as a prediction, and it says Australia 912.
Oh my gosh. Back live now. That was the coolest thing we've seen. And that you can watch tonight live at kiss951.com. The Mentalist Wayne Hoffman.
Yeah, that was wild.
It was. Do you know what would make that better?
If I knew how he did it.
You spent all day trying to figure it out.
Figure it out watching YouTube videos.
No, dude. You need to have music underneath a magician or a mentalist. And I think it would sound much better if we used The Weeknd.
Ladies, I want you to just answer this question. If you were to go on a free vacation anywhere in the world, and it's your choice, all expenses paid, tell us all out loud, where would you go if you could go anywhere right now?
I know the answer to that.
I don't know if you do, Roy.
I had a feeling it might be. Is it a birth date or no?
No.
I put a little post-it note.
This just sounds like magic music.
License. I'll come up to the close-up camera so you guys can see it.
Oh, my God.
I put a post-it note in there behind my driver's
license. Oh, my God.
Up to the back. You guys see it?
Yep.
I wrote two things on here as a prediction, and it says Australia 912.
Yeah, it really was
cool,
though.
The Weeknd does a good job making it sound like a magic
film. Mm-hmm. I've always said that.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, tonight, 7 p.m., get some wine. Log on to the Zoom at kiss951.com. You can go check it out. Wayne Hoffman performs some mental tricks. By the way, you're not just going to watch. He's, like, going to involve you in it. Like, we need you guys to show up so that you could be part of the show.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. Now, next, top reasons why people cheat. As read by Loren in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
You know, we don't condone cheaters on this show. In fact, we try to bust them with War of the Roses. But we found an article that has the top reasons that people cheat. And there's four main reasons.
Okay.
Number one is boredom.
Oh, boy.
Some people can't stand settling down. That part of the relationship makes them jittery. They want the sparks, the butterflies, and they try to recreate that feeling with someone else.
So just because the butterflies are gone. Okay.
So when the honeymoon period is over.
But every relationship, the butterflies go away, right?
I mean, yeah, that means that you're not really in love with the person if you can't get over the butterflies.
Well, thus cheating. I mean, you're not cheating on someone you're really in love with.
You could be really in love with someone and cheat on them.
You know what? You're right. Men can, because they can just emotionally detach from the situation and think with their pants. You're right.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Of course we can.
Revenge is number two. It's used to punish the partner to get something back from them that they've taken away from you.
Now, what, does that mean that like they cheated on you, so you're revenge cheating?
It can be as easy as that there's animosity in the relationship. Beware of drama queens because they might end up taking things out on you, but in somebody else's bed.
Yeah, I'd imagine it'd be the cheating. If someone cheated on me, I'm going to cheat on you back. But I can't imagine because you broke my favorite thing, I'm going to go cheat on you.
No, I don't know. I can see in a relationship where, like, there's just animosity building up and you're just mad at that person in general. So you're like, well, forget you. I'm, you know.
I got one for you. You're married.
Uh-huh.
Happily married. And all of a sudden, I'll say she because I'm a guy. She says, sell your bike. Sell your motorcycle.
Mm.
We can't have it. We need that money for projects around the house. Then next thing you know, that's not enough. I want you to take out a loan. Like, when we don't go on vacations, you don't spend enough time with the kids.
Nothing's ever good enough for you.
So
I'm
going to
go find somebody who it is good enough for.
Yeah, okay. All right, I get it now.
All right, these are the top reasons that people cheat. Number three is seeking validation. You lose the validation from your partner. They don't tell you you're hot anymore. And you go because you're craving that attention.
That's what happened to my friend. My friend said the same exact thing. She cheated with another person in our circle of friends. They were both married.
Oh, my gosh.
And she cheated with him because he was the one that was saying, you're beautiful. Your husband doesn't love you enough. Your husband doesn't show you enough attention.
Great friend.
You know, kidding.
Good God.
Oh, by the way, her and her husband are back together.
That's so awkward for everybody involved.
Yeah, I told
that
story on the air. Remember, I sided with him and I yelled at her.
That's right,
Got back together and I was like, hey, thanks, friend. I just sided with you and now it's going to be totes awkward.
I didn't realize that she had cheated with somebody else in your friend group.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she cheated outside. You guys all turned against her and then she came back.
No, it was awkward after that. This all happened in California.
Okay. All right, and the last reason that people cheat is because they want out of the relationship.
Oh, and it's easier for them to go find other love instead of just breaking it?
Yeah, and that's what this article calls sloppy cheating, because you almost want to get caught.
You know, we had good commentary, and that was good content there, but what made that was this music.
You think so? I give it a B.
Name the show.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Negative.
Is it Cheaters?
Is it X-Files?
Nope.
Oh, X-Files is a good guess.
Ready? Coming up on America's Most Wanted.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. That show's off the air, right?
What was another show? Yeah, I think so. I thought they brought it back and it's gone now. What was that other show that we liked real quick about the cheat? You go on the island and cheat.
Fantasy Island?
No, it was called something. No. It was like right in the early 2000s. Roy was still a baby.
It's escaping me.
You put couples on an island.
Temptation Island.
Yes, I got that music. Temptation Island was the best show. And what's crazy is my wife and I didn't know each other at the time, and we both agree that Temptation Island was the best show.
And the whole goal of it was to try to tempt people into cheating?
Yes. These couples strong in their relationship went on Temptation Island, hosted by Mark Wahlberg.
That's not fair.
Not that Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg. That's legit true.
WNKS, WNKS HD Charlotte.
Come on!
Yeah! Here we go.
It's mornings with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show on KISS 95.1.
All right, Manny, you have been dealing with something janky. For a while now.
For the last hour. My headphones that I've had for years, my earbuds, one ear went out during Can't Beat Loren.
Mm-hmm.
Like an hour ago, a little over an hour ago. So I thought I had an additional pair of headphones in the office. Like, I like the earbuds, and we don't. I can't find them anywhere. I'm thinking I probably took them out of here or somebody stole them, you know, typical work stuff.
Yeah.
So I went into a drawer in the studio and found this old pair of like over the ear generic headphones that I'm wearing, and the show sounds awful. Like, the mix is off.
But by the way, these are the headphones we give guests, which goes to show you what they hear.
But they don't need to hear the mix. Like, Manny's job, he runs the board, so he's got to hear the mix well.
Like, I don't know if it's the music too loud when we're talking during the last segment. It's just, you know, it's terrible. Terrible. And I'm wearing these janky headphones, and I don't know. Do I sound okay?
Yeah.
Of course, your microphone's not broken. You just look funny.
I don't even care about the looks of it. Yeah. I mean, you sound tinty to me.
Oh, do I?
And it sounds completely different than what I'm used to. and this one ear on my right side, it goes in and out. Like right now, I'm only hearing out of my left ear.
I love it because celebrities use that, and it's a piece of crap.
You know, they leave here, and they're like, God, they can't even give me good headphones.
You're lucky you had headphones at all, celebrity. But now, like, now the right ear's back. It's the jankiest thing. And then we have this TV in here that we've been asking to fix, to get fixed. The color goes in and out of it. The remote doesn't work for it. You can't even push the buttons. The buttons are all broken on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep saying that they're going to send an engineer in to repair it because they don't want to buy us a new one.
Well, then I thought for sure we plugged it. We turned it on one day and it wouldn't turn on. I'm like, finally, the stupid thing died.
Hmm.
What do? They get us a new power cord and it magically works.
You're not getting anything like new in this building unless it is 100% broken.
It is the TV that won't die. But we want to know this. Jump on the phones, shoot us a text. We'll go through. We want to hear, you've heard our issues at our job. We want to hear what's your issues at your job. We've done your car is so janky. Why is your work so janky? Like, what's the janky thing you have to deal with at work? Is it a computer, a printer?
704-570-9595.
Someone sent a text. It's really funny. It just came through about their job. They were hearing, they were feeling us before we even asked you guys. We'll get to that after 9.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right, so what's so janky about your workplace? What's a better word for this? Like, what's always broken?
Good one, yeah.
Like, what's just broken at your workplace?
Yeah, we have a TV in here that the color goes in and out. Like, right now, it's on Ryan and Kelly, and they look blue. And we're like, hey, fix this. And they're like, no, it's not broken. Like, just use it till it doesn't turn on anymore. My headphones that I'm currently wearing are broken because they're the ones that are left in the studio. And, like, they're emergency headphones, and the right ear goes in and out. I mean, everybody deals with these issues at work, Loren.
I know.
A lot of people are lined up, but you can get to a 704-570-9595. Shoot us a text. We'd love to read a bunch.
Let's talk with Anonymous in Shelby. You're on with the Manny Roy, the Ray Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing really well. So tell us what is always broken at your workplace.
Oh, my God. I work in a hospital, and we use computers for charting. So we need these. They will not hold a charge. And when you do get them plugged in, the plugs are like on this bungee cord that is like a slinky that is so tight that when you plug it in, it either unplugs from the bottom or it unplugs from the top because it just snaps right out of the outlet.
I don't want my hospitals, Anonymous and Shelby, to be janky. I want you guys to have the top equipment.
Right? Everything better
works. No. All I want is a longer extension cord for my computer so it'll stay plugged in.
And is that too much to ask?
No, it's not too much to ask. And I would bring my own extension cord, but they won't let me.
Yeah. Yeah, like Loren brought furniture in here when we moved offices, and that became a whole thing. They're like, thanks, Anonymous. Remember that? Our boss, Walter, was like, what'd he say?
Yeah, they were mad at me, but they gave us a bunch of, like, beat-up furniture that was mismatched, and it didn't even fit together or fit in our room.
I
was like,
it looked good, yeah.
I'll do it myself.
And he said, don't bring your own stuff in, because if you get fired, it's going to take you too long to empty everything out.
Yeah,
that was the whole thing. I'm like, oh, well, we weren't even thinking of that.
Glad we're on your radar.
All right, Monica in Morganton, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Good morning.
What's always broken, Monica? What kind of work do you do?
I help my husband tow and repo cars, and we always go out and get cars. He's always putting me in the nasty, stinky cars, and he's always driving the good cars.
I love it because I'm thinking about an office environment or like a hospital, but Monica, they tow cars, and so he gives her the janky cars.
Yeah, he wants to go tow the brand new 2020.
Uh-huh. That repoed.
Ford.
Monica, what was the worst thing about the last car you drove?
Well, I just got out of one, and it kind of smelled like baby puke.
Ew,
oh,
gosh.
Thanks, Monica.
Yeah.
We're getting a couple text messages. Someone says the elevator door at my work, the close button, never works.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to be broken.
The Walmart I work at always has broken carts.
I work at an engineer firm, and our blueprint printer is always broken.
By the way, speaking of the elevator door always being broken, that's one of the reasons why I've not been going to a certain therapist, is because sometimes the elevator works and sometimes it doesn't. And I really don't want to walk up 4 flights of stairs just for therapy. Like, my issues are not that worth it.
Can't you just do it virtually now?
Dude, I thought you were going to say you didn't go in the elevator because you didn't want to get trapped. You don't want to go in the elevator because you don't want to go up the steps.
I'll just deal with my issues instead of walking up the 4 flights of stairs.
Just bottle it up and push it down, Roy.
That's what I'll do. Another week.
828 says, my company won't pay their bills, so we're constantly waiting for essential supplies and overpaying for them. Literally been a half an hour away from having the power cut off.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, let me see if my wife will answer and be nice about this, because she had a problem at her job.
Is she going to put her work's dirty laundry out
there? I know.
Yeah, well, they fixed it. I mean, it is what it is. Let me see if she's virtually teaching my son.
Oh, she's going to be mad. She's virtually teaching, and she has to go to the work.
This isn't going to go well for you.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air, babe. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Okay, if you want to share, will you share? We're talking about things at your work that are always broken. Like, we have a TV in here that's broken. My headphones broke today. What about your toilet?
Our toilet, well, it was broken for like a year, but we finally got it fixed. But literally, like, the handle came off. You'd have to, like, stick your hand in the back to make the chain go. It's an absolute nightmare.
Why would they not fix it?
You have a number two situation going on.
Oh, my God.
You better hold that stuff until lunch.
Then eventually you got a new toilet, right?
We got a plumber to come and fix our toilet, put a new handle on it and everything. The last straw for me was literally the handle fell off the toilet, and I was like, all right, guys, we got to call a plumber.
Yeah, her boss is two guys, and Amanda and another girl, the two girls, and they think the issue is way worse than the two guys.
Sure, of course.
You know? And it is. All right, love you, babe. Go back to virtually teaching. What subject are you on?
All right, we're on writing.
Good. Mm. Okay, love you.
All right, love you, bye.
All right, that's funny. I told you. All right, hey, we have Evan on hold. He used to work at a restaurant, and the restaurant had major problems.
Okay.
How do you even survive with these major problems? We'll put Evan on the Rap Party podcast. It'll be an exclusive that you can listen to after 10 this morning.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Lorraine, what's going on in Hollywood?
All right, I feel like we do this every day, but I need to give you a Carol Baskin update because she's now being sued by the family of her former lost husband, Don Lewis. And the reason that the family is suing is for defamation. I guess she got on, you know how she does those live videos from her website?
Yeah.
She got on there and I guess said that one of the daughters had something to do with his disappearance. So now they're suing for defamation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
And meanwhile, the poor husband's dead and it's an unsolved mystery.
I know.
I mean, this is just like two families that truly just don't like each other. Like, just leave each other alone. You're not going to get anything out of it. This is never going to get solved.
You don't think?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Too much time. Not enough evidence.
Yeah.
I'll go down. I'll crack the case.
Thanks, Roy.
All right, McGruff.
Okay, so Zayn and Gigi Hadid have welcomed their little girl into the world. Their beautiful little girl, they put a picture up on Instagram of holding her, Zayn holding her little hand. And everyone's doing great. Mom's doing great. Beautiful baby.
Oh.
She's excited for it.
Yeah. I thought you were going to play the "She's Beautiful."
White girl woo.
We might be looking at another little celebrity very soon. Emma Stone. There are reports that her and her fiance have tied the knot. And not only that, you know, she was seen with a gold ring on. So people think they tied the knot. She was wearing a pair of very baggy overalls where people thought they could see a baby bump. But
you better be careful. You might see a baby if you're not careful.
That's a psychic that told me that years ago, by the way, and I saved that clip.
That's funny.
You better be careful. You might see a baby if you're not careful.
That sounds like someone that I can't put my finger on who. Anyway, neither one have confirmed nor denied. And Kim Cattrall, she says that she does not regret anything that she said about Sarah Jessica Parker. She actually said everything is on Google, and I encourage you to Google it. Mm. That, you know, yeah. I'm not taking anything back. Now, there was a whole nother side conversation where she told Andy Cohen that she didn't want to be part of a third sequel, but she said that she thought Sharon Stone would be a good step-in for her. But you can't have anybody else play that character.
I hate that they don't get along. It is like, it would be like if Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston didn't get along.
Or right. if like we didn't get along.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes Why are you sad. Staring at me like that? We get along.
No, barely. You anyway.
Oh, barely. Shut up, bro. I'm not talking to you.
All right, if you want more celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
To send virtual hugs to Loren, who had a family meeting this morning at 7 a.m., and we just replayed a good portion of it, you can always reach out to us at the MRL Show on Insta, Facebook, Twitter. We're all there.
Yeah.
And Loren's reading comments.
Thank you for all of your messages.
And responding. Big announcement. You can go listen to it if you missed it. On our replay on the Kiss 95.1 app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
As usual, we promote our shop at this time. So if you want clothes that says MRL or Kiss 95.1, do that at kiss951.com. Go buy it now.
And don't forget, tonight, 7 p.m., I will be part of a hosting the virtual event for Wayne Hoffman, who is a illusionist and is going to ask you guys to come watch him perform some really cool tricks. And you can jump on and be part of it.
He's a mentalist.
A mentalist, yes.
Yes.
Boy, I'm some host, huh?
Yeah. He's not an illusionist. You will not find illusions.
Well, to be honest, I haven't had the walkthrough yet. That's coming at 11. All right. So anyway, we'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock. Jump on. Get some wine. Turn on the laptop and jump on to kiss951.com to go see the mentalist. All right? Anything else?
All right. That wraps it up for me. Goodbye, folks.
Tomorrow is the free-for-all.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.